Are you saying, which one are you arguing
I think they should
about?
Buy at this point. I do.
Stupidly?
Define stupidly.
I just told you.
I don't think you have to do that. What is it going to cost for Tanner Scott on a rental?
Sean, a lot.
Okay.
I'll give you the answer. A lot. Like, I don't think it's smart long-term. Yes, it helps short-term, of course.
But also long-term, short-term, you have the money to sign any of these guys, too, and make your team better when they're really competitive in the next 2-3 years.
But you're giving up key prospects to do it. Like, I'm not a prospect hugger, but I think in this situation, the Mets are who we think they are. They're a decent team. They got a chance to make the playoffs. And yes, like I've always argued with you, they get lucky at the right time. They can get hot.
I don't like middling it.
Middling it is the smartest thing for them to do.
Either be honest and trade guys for major prospects if you're not going to buy, and then you have the real depth of a farm system to sell next year when you're an even more serious contender, or go for it. I think the Mets should go for it.
Why not do somewhere in the middle like they're probably going to do? See,
because that's how you get left in the dust. The Diamondbacks have already added puck. All right, like this is the
look good yesterday. Struck out the side too, AJ Puck.
Okay,
I agree. They made good moves. So what does that mean?
So you're gonna watch all these other teams that you're competing with, all on that same peer tier level, make these moves and add, and you stand pat, and you think it's gonna be good enough by standing pat. That's how you get
no, with no, your no. Hold on. I'm not saying it's good enough. Like honestly, the Mets so far have acquired 3 relief pitchers. They brought in Alex Young, who's looked good so far. Mm-hmm. They brought in Ryan Stanek, who had a terrible debut, and they brought in Phil Maton, who's pitched well. Okay. And the beauty about those 3 relievers, granted it's not Carlos Estevez, I know. Granted it's not Tanner Scott or Jason Adam, is it cost them nothing. See, I want to eat my cake and have it too.
And it's very hard
I
to do.
I don't want, well, I'm telling you what I would do. And by the way, the Mets are going to do the same thing.
When you do that, you tend to be left at the altar.
In terms of what?
Playoffs at the end of the year.
Well, it's a risk. But I'd rather do that than give up the kind of prospect capital it's costing to get these players. I'm sorry.
But without a big risk, there's no big reward. And I think that's what Sean is alluding to here. You can't just hedge your bets your entire life. Yeah. And if you're running an organization.
Not your entire life. No. I don't like that phrase because in 2022 was different. Then it made sense to go quote unquote all in when you have a 100 win team and a realistic chance to win a division. This team doesn't have either.
Do you think the Mets have a great lineup?
I think they have a very good lineup, yes.
Do you think they've had a very good starting rotation?
No, I think they've had an average rotation.
I disagree.
Probably slightly below average if you actually look at numbers.
I disagree.
Now, if you want to just base it on emotions or expectations, you're right. But based on like performance, it's been average to below average.
Okay, but you would agree that the weakest part of this team is the bullpen.
Yes.
So if that bullpen can level up and be as good as the lineup and the starting rotation, wouldn't this be close to a 100-win team?
No.
So I disagree.
They're not
with
a 100-win team, dude.
Okay.
I've enjoyed this season. I think they have a chance to make the playoffs. As I've argued with Sean and others, once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. They are not the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, could they upset them in a divisional series? Sure. But that's not the kind of team that should be trading top prospects for rental relievers. It's stupid.
They also don't have to win 100 games.
What was that?
They also don't have to win 100 games. They just have to get in and be at their best that they can be and beat the Phillies or knockoff team.
I get that they can go on a run, but that is not the right sound strategy long-term to trade top prospects for relievers who year to year are up and down hoping you win the lottery ticket.
Evan.
That's a bad strategy.
This offseason, if Steve Cohen really does open up the pocketbooks, I'm not even going to do the Soto game here. They sign Corbin Burns and whoever you want. Maybe they don't bring back Pete and they do sign Bregman and they move Vientos to first. Whatever the case may be, look at the landscape of the National League. The Mets could fortify themselves as right there with the Phillies and Dodgers up there in terms of it.
Okay.
Now you tell me when you get an arms race at next deadline and it's the Phillies, Dodgers, whatever teams in the American League jockeying and who knows how many sellers year to year there are with the wild card. What behooves the Mets more this year? Standing pat and crossing your fingers and not buying this year?
Mm-hmm.
Or at this point, turn around, you know what? We do have these lottery tickets. Let's sell them. And then we have more prospects that we can outbid everybody next year at the deadline truly make yourselves a World Series contender.
So what I'm being tasked to do right now, ladies and gentlemen, is argue with the two extremes. I've got to argue with Lugie. And by the way, I respect where you guys are coming from. So when I say extremes, I'm not talking about political extremes.
I don't think it's being unreasonable.
But Lugie's telling me you got to buy. And now you want to engage in an argument on why the New York Mets, as the third or second wild card team right now, should sell their pieces because it's going to help them at the trade deadline next year. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not trying to make this about selling now. I'm saying if you're not going to go all in and buy, I think the better strategy, instead of just standing pat and middling this thing, would be then just to be honest with what your future is.
No, I think the best strategy, here's why you're wrong.
I prefer the buy method right now.
Okay, that's fine. I think most Met fans do. I understand I may be in the minority. because you're all like, get me the top players now. If you trade top prospects for middling relief pitchers or guys that you think are top line relief pitchers, and then next year, after Steve has this big offseason, and here's Soto and here's Corbin Burns, and now you're truly a go-for-it team, and you just traded three of your top prospects a year earlier because you had a hunch that an 85-win team would go on a run, you're in a weaker position next year. So it's not just about developing the prospects. It's about using them potentially next year or the year after at the trade deadline or this offseason in a big trade. Right now, what the Mets are doing, as much as people don't love it, as much as my Mets tax chat doesn't love it, is they're trying to get better without spending a lot.
Okay.
Which is what you probably do when you take your family out to dinner. I want to get them the best dinner possible, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. And that's what the Mets are doing. Let me just say this.
Don't you dare take a shot at Outback Steakhouse. It's a great cut.
Now, if the Mets could add by using their financial might, I'm all in. You know, I've heard the idea. Pete Hoffman suggested it. A caller suggested it over the weekend. I got a bunch of emails about it, that maybe the Mets should take on a contract like George Springer or a contract like Javier Baez and use that as a weapon to take back players without giving up prospects. Fine. I got no problem with that. But I do have a problem in a year in which the Mets are what? A mid-80s team to go all in. That's a stupid strategy. And here's the good news. David Stearns agrees with me. He's not going to make these all-in trades to give you some kind of joy because they don't make sense long-term for the franchise.
Next year, when you get outbid by the Phillies and Dodgers and didn't also try for it this year, you're going to be sitting there going, damn it, we should have done something, one or the other.
And you keep bringing up prospects. Mm-hmm. 98% of them never pan out.
Did you hear what I said about the prospects before? How I suggested that they could be used next year at the trade deadline when the Mets are on pace to win 100 games?
You know what?
You will be less positioned, and then you'll cry about it on the radio.
Yeah.
How come we have no prospects? Because, I don't know, maybe because you sent Drew Gilbert to the White Sox for Eric Fetty.
Lindor was a prospect just like Acuna Jr.
You know what I want to stop hearing as a Met fan, because I've heard it for 38 years? Next year! How about this year?
But they're not that. They're not on that level, bro. I like them. I've been high on them, but they're not all in level. Is that not the truth?
And then what I would tell you as far as I disagree with you.
You think they're next level all-in team?
If they could improve the team even more, yes, I do.
I want them to improve the team, Loogie. I don't want them to improve the team in an irresponsible way.
They have the third best lineup in the National League. I mean,
I know, but they also have the 19th best starting rotation in baseball. I was told earlier by Loogie that it's been great this year. That's not true, bro. You could say it as much as you want.
When Alvarez is behind the plate, it's been really, really good.
Don't play that game.
And you know this too. Starting pitching is going to the wayside. It's overrated. It's about the bullpen. It's about getting those outs at the end of the game. Just ask Yankee fans. They're trying to get a reliever because they know Holmes can't save games. You need to get the outs at the end of the game. We saw it with the Royals. They beat us with starting pitching that no one could even remember. Get a great bullpen. You have a deep lineup. Actually, that was the Royals formula that beat us.
I know, but the problem with relievers is they are so up and down. And the honest way to build a good bullpen is either develop young arms or find guys off the scrap heap. Like trading big prospects for Jason Adam and Carlos Estevez, and I get why the Phillies did it. I'm not even ripping them. It's irresponsible for where the Mets are at. Why? Just to give you guys a nice shiny toy in late July?
I sound like what? You sound scared.
No, I'm being smart.
No. You sound scared. If you were being smart, then the honest, uncomfortable conversation is, you know what, guys? We are just a middle 80-win team. We can't just hope in a lottery ticket with the Diamondbacks. We should sell these. Nobody wants to hear that.
No, Sean.
But that actually would be being smart.
But, Sean, you guys are doing the extreme game.
It's not being the extreme game.
Yeah, he's saying you got to go all in. You never know. They go win a World Series. And you're saying if you're not going to do that, sell everybody off.
That's not being extreme.
That's not true.
Take your word. That's being smart.
No, right now being smart is strategic buys. Was Jesse Winker a good trade in your mind?
Yes.
Does that improve the Mets?
Yes.
They gave up nothing.
But I also thought that was a good trade because when I see Jesse Winker come through with nothing, it tells me Stearns is going for it. They're going to go trade for a big reliever.
Guys get lost in words. Going for it. Yeah, going for it in a smart way. Not going for it by giving the Tampa Bay Rays whatever they want for a reliever.
It's not about anything you want. Going for it in a smart way means let's add some serious missiles here that get us out of the National League.
The only way you even, and they're not serious missiles, these guys being traded. They're decent players. The cost is too high. Now, next year or back in 2022, when we have these conversations, my answer would be, you know what? It's worth it. This team can win a World Series. Let's freaking go. Sorry, you got to take risks. In 2022, the biggest mistake Billy Epler made was that he didn't take those risks. This is not the moment. This is not the roster. These are not the players to take that risk for. I'm okay. Sorry.
All right. Well, you know what helps take those risks? Improving your farm system, which they can do with the other.
Why, Lugie, I love Sean. I love,
why do I always have to have the last word?
Why does he always have to have the last word?
Because I'm right, damn it.
Even sometimes, like, I've let you get the last word, I let Lugie get, and I go
all
to
right.
a call.
All right, go to
but
the call.
He needs to get the last word, Lugie.
What am I, in the back seat? You're my parents, and you're fighting, and I have to pick sides here? I don't want to pick sides. You both are stubborn.
Can I get the last word?
No!
Okay.
That's Paul Rosenberg, by the way, doing a great job running the board today. I like Rosie. Me and him have great political discussions via text message.
I'd comment on Rosie, but I don't want the last word.
No, you just had it, so congratulations.